Good morning. 7:04 a.m. on Friday, August the 16th, 2024, here on the High Plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Squirrel, give me the evil eye. Go ahead, run. Scoot. There's a few clouds, just actually more clouds than I thought. Or maybe there's more clouds boiling up as the atmosphere warms up a bit. Kid yelling. So I got up at 4:15 this morning, which is apparently my new normal time to wake up because I've done it the last 3-4 days in a row. And instead of being able to focus on getting the morning underway, getting out for the walk, getting back, I just dubbed around for an hour. I'm feeling quite scattered today, quite foggy this morning. I don't know quite what my internal temperature is trying to tell me, but we'll just try to maintain. We got a lot of the detail involved in getting the old car out and the new car in yesterday. I'm expecting them to come and take the old car today. I'm hoping it'll be today. Get it out of the way before the weekend. Clear one of the extra cars out of the driveway. Clear the extra car out of the driveway. I still have to deal with the recall. I haven't looked at the notice. Probably has something to do with the parking brake or the car rolling when in park or something. I didn't read it as something about parking. The Kia dealer is over in Windsor, which is it's not terribly handy, but it's not like I have to drive to Denver for it, so we'll see if we can't get that taken care of before we resume our normal, or what passes for normal, activity levels. The garage door opener from the Taurus apparently at some point got dropped and perhaps run over. There's a melted hole through the middle of the button. I don't even know what the hell is going on with that thing. So I just ordered a replacement. It'll be here this weekend. So there's that. We got it insured. We got the emissions inspection. The amusing thing is that there's, because it's a hybrid, it doesn't have the same emissions protocols. So in the little pass-fail boxes where it says emissions as NA, which is strangely ironic given that it's an emissions test, and yet because it's a hybrid, it doesn't have the emissions that it's intended to regulate. I suppose that's a good thing. Why do I need an emissions test? I don't know. It did test the diagnostics of the system to make sure that it was actually doing what it was supposed to be doing, and they all came up good. So, yeah, I'm a little leery about this. I have to admit, it feels less like I'm driving a car and more like I have a computer on wheels. I mean, it's been that way for a very long time, but the overt digitalness of it has been hidden behind mechanical gauges. Not anymore. That said, I really like the car. It handles well. I like the way it drives. Feels very solid. After driving around in the caravan, it's like, which feels sort of like a tin can now. it's pretty nice. So I played Fallout 4 yesterday for a little bit, and not for very long, not for very much. I've been keeping track of how many hours a day I play. And I'm not playing as many hours as I thought, just overall, per day. I've been playing a lot. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I have no need to sugarcoat it. I'm playing a lot. Except for the last few days. Well, I don't know how many hours I've played. I don't know how long I played yesterday. It wasn't very long. Maybe an hour. But the previous 2 days was less than a half an hour each day. Fired up the game, logged in. Played for a few minutes, got bored, logged out. All these cars. We've all convened on the neighborhood's busiest intersection. Let me get them out of the way. Now, here comes my neighbor. Morning. Doing good, you?
Still fighting that terrible cancer?
Oh, it's gone. I'm clear now.
Great.
Have been for a year, so.
Good, let's keep it that way.
I hear that.
Do you go in every so long for blood work?
I do. I've been going every, well, in the beginning I went every 90 days, and then it was 6 months, and then once a year, and
it should be every 6 months, regardless.
And the after the year,
between that time,
yeah,
it comes back and then it's worse because then they can't catch up with it.
Yeah.
So if you could change their mind, Well, we sure tell them we'll be back here every 6 months.
Fingers crossed.
Have a good day.
You too. Yeah, thanks for the reminder. It is a bit of a conversation stopper. We were signing paperwork, we were talking about, you know, how many years we got out of the various vehicles. We've got 30 years into the van. We made a comment about, you know, we're not going to get 30 years out of this car. Then the Kia. I'd be very surprised if we get 30 years out of this car. And the salesman looked at me. It's like, really? I
said, morning.
Morning. I don't expect to be driving at 101. Scared the crap out of me. That guy came right behind. Jogging. Looking natty in his cotton jogging togs. Enjoy your hair, buddy. I'm envious of all of the people, all of the men who have managed to have full heads of gray hair. Hey, I still have a head. That's a step in the right direction. So I'm still reading Rim Jumper. I didn't read quite as much yesterday because I, as one probably could expect, I stopped playing. I didn't play much in the morning because it was just kind of a broken up morning. And lots of phone calls in the afternoon to arrange for the car salvage business to happen. Making sure I understood what had to happen for that. I need to find a screwdriver and get the plates off the Taurus. But I'll have an hour's warning before they show up to drag it away, so I don't need to do it right now. And I don't want to take the tags off it in case, for some unknown, unforeseen reason, I need to do something rash, like park it in the street again. I don't want to park it there without tags on it. That's just asking for attention I don't really need. So I'll line up my screwdriver and be ready to move. Coming up on it. Get ready. Sit with me. Monk post. I watched a lot of. I finished out season 4 of Person of Interest. I think I'm 2 or 3 episodes into season 5, which is the last season, I think the last season of the show. It's certainly behaving like the last season. The stakes are stupidly high. The obstacles are overwhelming. There's a lab with his little. Is that a llama?
That's her baby.
That's her baby. Black lab with a purple stuffed animal in his mouth. It looks kind of like a llama. It's got a long neck. Picking it up, taking it for a walk. That's adorable. Happy lab. Happy, happy dog. Person of interest. I really like these characters. I'm going to be sorry to see them go, but it's taking on that jump the shark vibe where they seem to be trying a little too hard. I'm still enjoying it way too much. I will be sorry to see it end just because I won't have these characters. I don't know if it's going to. What was the ending? Some Josh Sweden. Angel, I think. Where the ending was the crew running off to kill themselves on a dragon or something. I forget now. I hope it's not going to end that way. We'll see. I was going to say, I won't tell you, but I probably will. Tim Ringo, that. This series, this author, feels really pulpy. These books feel really Lester Dent levels of pulpy goodness. Some of the first book felt a lot like random dice rolls. Oh, we're gonna have something happen here. Let's blow something up. Let's shoot somebody. They weren't, because they were much more coherent than that. They were much more cohesive plots than that. But I had that. There were a couple of times where I felt. Really? You needed a little complication in the mix, so you rolled a pair of D6s against an enemy table. Oh yeah, let's do this one. It had that feel to it. I don't think it was actually, I don't think it was actually that way, but... And I enjoy them greatly, so don't misconstrue what I'm saying about this story as somehow dissing it. It's really quite, the series is really quite good. The characters are progressing nicely. The main character, Cole Unwin, is growing. His companion is almost, probably going to be developing a little more. The difficulties he's having, the problems he's solving, are consistent with the universe. He's definitely pulling stuff out of his butt, but no worse than I have in the past, so I'm not going to fault him for it. There's a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of people. Thousands and thousands and thousands, apparently, of planets and systems, and each one has millions of people, if not billions of people. I have no idea what kind of time frame this is, or even if it's the same universe. But it's definitely a well-developed star-spanning civilization sometime a few thousand years in the future, probably. I mean, humans are locusts. Their ability to fill a space is pretty advanced. Jeez. So maybe it's not thousands and thousands, maybe it's only 1,000. That's a lot of space. That's a lot of people. But it's fun. It's not a lot of preachy, there's not a lot of moral lessons involved. It's like, here's an adventure. Let's go on an adventure. And that works for me. That works. I think that's a garbage truck emptying a dumpster. It's very loud. Or maybe I've got my hearing aids turned up. Not really. Alright, whatever. Whew, I'm glad I didn't wear the extra shirt today. This is, it started out much warmer today. It was still a little chilly, but I'm a few minutes later. We started a few degrees warmer. It's kind of hot and sweaty. But cool, it's cool air. Feels good on my face. I don't have too much on the agenda for today. Probably gonna get this posted and then go see how little Fallout 4 I've played. The weekend. Not that the weekend means too much, but it cuts down on the amount of business that impinges. And we just have to lay low. Yeah, this time. Time for this car to head off to the boneyard, which is too bad because it still runs really well. It just looks like crap. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.